From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Turkish authorities closing schools and firing teachers. Turkish state media say authorities are acting to close down 626 private schools and other educational establishments in the latest step of a crackdown after last week's attempted coup. The schools are linked to exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who set up a network of schools across Turkey to promote his teachings. In addition, Turkey has banned academics from leaving the country and urged those traveling abroad to return home. Turkish media reported that the education ministry fired 15,200 teachers across the country, while the interior ministry dismissed nearly 9,000 workers. It's not a cure, not a vaccine, but experts at the International AIDS Conference in Durban, South Africa, are optimistic about a pill that could prevent the spread of HIV. Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a key topic at this week's conference. According to a recent study unveiled at the conference, people who take a pill of antiretroviral drugs each day, often the same pill that HIV-positive people take, showed extremely low rates of HIV transmission. Hetero Drugs Limited is an Indian pharmaceutical company that specializes in generic drugs. Rahul Landa is the general manager for international business.
So basically it is advised that a person who is at risk of developing HIV should take two pills before the intercourse and two pills within 24 to 48 hours after the intercourse. So, and the success rates for these studies are showing like 97% success. And those 3% are those who did not take pills, basically. So it's quite a successful study.
Seven countries have approved the use of PrEP, and it is increasing in the United States among high-risk groups. This is VOA News. Russia's top Olympic official said on Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday over whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee is examining its legal options following a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency investigator Richard McLaren that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov said the issue is to be resolved by Sunday. He says the most important issue, of course, is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for participation in the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Now, the Court of Arbitration of Sport will issue its verdict on Russia's appeal to overturn the International Association of Athletics Federation's ban on its track and field athletes for the Games that begin on Thursday, July 21st. Iran's vice president and head of the country's Atomic Energy Organization responded on Wednesday to the leak of a document which revealed that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program will ease years earlier than previously thought. Speaking live on state TV, Ali Akbar Salehi said Iran had requested world powers not to make it public. He said, "We requested that they keep Iranian nuclear industry's long-term plan confidential. We had an agreement with five permanent members of UN Security Council plus Germany, too, on their collaboration with us in this plan. Now, this plan was not supposed to be made public. If they want to do so, we won't have any problem, but we do not approve of making our long-term nuclear program public. The confidential document is the only text linked to last year's deal between Iran and six foreign powers that hasn't been made public, although U.S. officials say members of Congress who expressed interest were briefed on its substance. Germany's top security official said the country's investigation so far into an attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière told reporters in Berlin on Wednesday it appears that the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police after wounding five in the axe and knife attack was radicalized by watching online propaganda. De Maizière said the video of the suspect that was posted by the Islamic State group is authentic and seems to be a classic farewell video of a suicide attacker. The top U.S. commander vowed Wednesday to continue patrols in the South China Sea, which have angered Beijing after an international tribunal dismissed the Asian giant's vast maritime claims. The U.S. Navy will continue to conduct routine and lawful operations, according to John Richardson, while he was visiting a naval base in northern China. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.